Hello. Welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo, and I have with me today Anthony Treyas. Anthony is the founder and CEO of Strong Men Coaching. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hello, Matt. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be speaking with you here today.
Oh, and we appreciate what you do. Before we get going today, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
I knew from a very young age that I wanted to go into the military. While I was young, I got involved in my high school JROTC program, and then eventually became the highest ranking student my senior year. And so I knew that I was going to go into the military. And so I kind of had this preparation mindset about it. And then after I graduated high school at 18, I went into the Marine Corps, which was an experience in of itself. And then in 2005, I enlisted in the Oregon Army National Guard in Bend, Oregon. And then eventually in 2009, I deployed to Iraq, specifically Baghdad, Iraq, for a 13-month deployment.
So you mentioned you spent some time over in Iraq. Do you experience anything over in Iraq or with your time in the service that when you came home, maybe you felt a little different about yourself?
Yeah, shortly after my return home from Iraq, I began to suffer from PTSD, anxiety and depression and suicidal thoughts and ideations. And, you know, you don't think about this when you're over there. You have a job. My job while I was in Iraq, I did personal security for generals, government officials, and distinguished visitors, such as the former Vice President Joe Biden. So I worked with the Secret Service and protecting him during his visit in Baghdad, Iraq. And so it was a zero air mission. It was very intense. There were times where it was go, 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 and you had to make areas secure and make sure that it was a secret mission. And anything that we did, we couldn't talk about it with family. We couldn't talk about it with anybody. It was that very secretive of what they were going to be doing, because the enemy, these were high value targets for the enemy. And the enemy would want nothing more than to be able to take out one of our generals. And so we had a very stressful job. And it was intense to where you didn't want anything to happen. Our job was to not go and look for the enemy. Our job was to stay away from any situations that could potentially eliminate any of the people that we were providing security for. And so we would also have threats of IEDs and snipers and all these different things. And so you kind of develop this mindset that of what you go based off of what you're trained. Before we even go on deployment, we're trained to provide the security, to know what to look for. We got the latest information on the type of IEDs the enemy was using, snipers, and how to deal with certain situations, how to get the distinguished visitor out of the kill zone, out of these situations. If an event that a vehicle was exploded, what we would do. And we went through it so often that it was second nature. So I had an M4 and a 9mm, and we went through transition training where I think even to this day, if I were to get my same setup of my M4 and my 9mm, I could switch between weapons in a matter of seconds and reload. And so these things, they just become second nature for you. So when you come back home, and I was in the Oregon Army National Guard. So I was, a civilian that was called up to perform my military service. And so when you come back home after that experience and all that training, you're just kind of expected to just go and be just a civilian again. And it just doesn't happen that way.
You mentioned earlier that when you're over there, you're doing your job. Then you get back to the mainland and you're expected to turn off the switch and become a civilian again. Mm-hmm. As you're trying to go through that transition, what did you start to notice in terms of symptoms that there may be something going on with you?
That's a great question. For me, I would wake up in the middle of the night. I'd be sweating. There would be times where I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I wouldn't even know where I was at. It got to the point where my eyes would open and I would just scan where I was at till my brain registered, oh, I was home. So it'd be, things like that. And then I had where I lived in Bend, there's these overpasses, and I would drive underneath these overpasses and my heart would just start racing for no other reason. And we would have to drive under underpasses and have these maneuvers for our vehicles because the enemy can lob over grenades or any explosive or there would be explosives underneath the bridge. We lost two soldiers as a result of an IED being underneath the bridge. It was not my main unit, but it was a unit attached to ours. So coming back home, so we're aware of these things. When we drive underneath the underpass, we do these maneuvers so that, and we do them differently every single time. And I'll give you another example. One day I went to this store to go buy some clothes, and I went later on in the day, in the middle of the week, just so because I knew that I didn't want to be around a lot of people. And so I got my clothes, I came back out, and right next to if you just imagine a parking lot where there's very little vehicles. I had my vehicle, I was walking, and right next to my vehicle in the empty parking spot next to mine was a black garbage bag. My heart like stopped, and I'm thinking, you know, what's going on? I literally just stopped, and all of a sudden my heart starts to race. I'm thinking this is some IED. All of a sudden I start scanning the rooftops. I start scanning in every corner. I'm hunkered down and I'm looking for people, and like no one's around. And that's a scary moment. There's like no one around. There's hardly any cars. And I can understand it from like looking back where it was kind of closing time. It was the middle of the week. But at the same time, it was quiet. There was nobody around. And there's this odd black bag next to my truck. And I'm thinking, what is going on? And I eventually, what felt like an hour, just looking at all the vehicles and wondering if anybody's behind my vehicle or trying to see if somebody's out in the distance or if somebody's just messing with me. And I eventually got to the point where I was like, I got mad. And I just grinned and just said, you know, look, I said a word. I can't use that word here, but I just said, look, I need to go. This is crazy. I said, if something's going to happen, forget it. I'm going to go. And I got my vehicle and I'm just so mad, sped out of there. And I'm cussing. I'm just like, I couldn't believe it because I was thinking, what's going on? Is somebody messing with me? It was intense.
So Anthony, you're standing there at your car at a clothing store in Bend, Oregon. And then all of a sudden you see this bag on the ground and you're right back there in Baghdad. And then you mentioned that, you know, you would be driving around the highways of Bend, Oregon in the forest out there, and you would go under an overpass, and all of a sudden you're back there to maneuvers you were doing in the desert in Iraq. I can't imagine what a toll this would take on you. Were there ever any moments where you thought of maybe hurting yourself or making some kind of other bad decision just based on the things that you were experiencing at the time?
You know, for me, it was really difficult when I was going through this experience because going under these underpasses, my heart would just race, and it wasn't a conscious thing. It was just my heart just started racing. And yes, we had these maneuvers that we would perform just in case there was somebody under, you know, could throw a grenade or there was an IED underneath the bridge. When you go outside the wire, anything is possible. And so for me, after all these experiences, more than anything, I isolated myself. I didn't feel like there was anybody I can talk to. There was no one I felt like I really could explain it, because I would try and people would just look at me and you knew in their head, man, I don't know what to tell you. There's not there. You knew there was nothing they can do for you. And it's not like I was looking for them to do anything, but at the same time, it just felt like there was just this unappreciation for the fact that I was in Iraq in uniform. I had more than $2,500 probably worth of equipment either on my body or hanging from my body. And then you go from that experience to where now I'm a civilian, and you drive to the grocery store or you try to learn or live this normal life. And at the back of back of my mind, I'm thinking, I'm struggling and I need help. And my family, they really had a hard time. They didn't want to ask me any questions. They got to the point where, you know, I had uncles who served in other wars as well, in the Korean War and Vietnam War, and they also returned different. And so for them, they didn't want no one to ask them any questions. And so for my family, they didn't ask any questions. And also my father was in Vietnam as well. And so for me, it was, I isolated myself and I never really went out, because every situation I would be in, if I went to a restaurant, I'd always have to know where the exit was at. If I was walking on the sidewalk and people were behind me, I'd pull over, I'd step over or step to the side so that people can walk past me. There were just, I was always constantly looking at rooftops and if I would go and use a bathroom, a public bathroom, I'd lock it and then unlock it, open the door to make sure I can get out. There was just these things that continually happened in my life that I knew I needed to get help. And I eventually did get help and eventually was diagnosed with PTSD.
So you were diagnosed with PTSD and you decided to seek treatment. How are you doing with that today?
You know, I'm doing a lot better and I can't say that I'm 100%. Not sure if that will ever be the case, but even today, you know, I don't like going to grocery stores. As weird as that may sound, I'll almost wait till all my food is consumed. And then when I'm at the grocery store, I'm in and out as fast as I can. You know, it's something that I struggle with. And it's kind of funny to think about, but I definitely try to relax and try to do things that can help me in that situation. But will I ever be 100%? I don't know. But I do know that my life has improved immensely. And it has been a result of, you know, to kind of go back a little bit, during this time when I was struggling and isolating myself, I began to start taking online classes because I didn't want to go to a university where there's a lot of people and classrooms and things. So I started taking online classes. And one of the classes that I took was a health and wellness class. And it was this class that opened up my mind to the world of health and wellness.
We're talking to Anthony Treyas, founder and CEO of Strong Men Coaching. You mentioned that you were struggling in your transition to become a civilian. You mentioned that you were seeing a therapist to treat some of the PTSD symptoms. And then all of a sudden, you're taking this health and wellness course. How did that course change your future trajectory?
Yes. So it was that class that radically changed my mind about, or opened my mind, my awareness to health and wellness. You know, growing up before, and I think many men can relate to this, where we think health and is going to the gym, building muscles. And so for me, I think at that point, I had that belief as well, too. And after this class, being exposed to why people are healthy and who's not and what, why is that? And it was that class that really opened up my mind and led me to eventually pursue a bachelor's in health promotion, health behavior. And then I also continued on for a master's degree in public health. And so from then, I then went into the public health profession. And I ended up working as a health educator for a health organization that had been around for around 40 years at this time. And while I was working there, I just noticed that there wasn't anything for men. There were this organization had been around for, like I said, 40 years, but they have two women's health programs. And this didn't really sit well with me. So I went to my supervisor and asked if I could, you know, put on a men's health workshop. And I did. And the feedback that I received from the men that attended was just overwhelming and praise. They wanted more of it. They wished they can get more of it. And they wanted it more often. And so for me, right after that, I had this epiphany that when I came back home from Iraq, and I had my struggles and was working through several different things, I began to look back and realize that there was very little in men's health promotion other than, you know, building muscles and getting fit. And although those are great things, there's nothing wrong with that. But strength training is only one aspect of many different areas of health and that contribute to our health. And so not only through my own struggles and the lack of men's health in a good, positive way, there was also the lack during my education. During getting my bachelor's and my master's degree of how very little there is. And I studied health. And even through all these, there was very little in promoting men's health and really kind of a focus on men. And, you know, and through these different things, you learn how men are suffering and it kind of makes sense. And then I eventually went into the public health field and continue to see this huge lack of men's health, and then worked for this organization and they also didn't have anything for men's health and never had, but yet they had two women's programs. And so, as I mentioned, I put on this workshop and the men just absolutely loved it and wanted more of it. Then I continued on with just talks with other men that I eventually just started asking these other questions about their health and their wellness and just how they feel as a man. And during this whole time as well, I was taking care of myself and improving my health and well-being, and eventually started my company, Strong Men Coaching, as a result of this huge lack of emphasis in men's health.
So we're talking about the lack of emphasis in men's health. Do you think, or through your seminars, have you learned that men in general talk less about health issues, whether they're physical or mental, than women?
Absolutely. The one thing I will say is that men do tend to isolate themselves because there's this macho thing that we can take care of ourselves. And we want to be self-sufficient. And the thing about that is, and that's what takes us so long to finally go to the doctor when we have something hurting in our body or even our mind. We end up having these thoughts that I'm weak, I'm inefficient, I'm no good. And you start feeding yourself those things. And, you know, eventually for me, one of the biggest breakthroughs, Matt, that I had, it was even after this realization of this lack of men's health, was the fact that with PTSD, anxiety, and depression that I was suffering from. Luckily for me, or fortunate for me, that I have been very fascinated with the brain for a very long time and always been into self-help and self-improvement and personal performance and all these things. And I had the opportunity to get my brain scanned, where I had a SPECT scan, and the SPECT scan is a single proton emission computed tomography of the brain. And what that does is it measures the cerebral blood flow of the brain. And I had a scan at concentration, and then 24 hours later, I had a scan at rest. And what this does is it takes these images of your brain when you're trying to concentrate, because I've had struggles with concentrating and focusing, and it wants, you know, it is an opportunity to see what's going on in your brain and the health of my brain. And I come to realize, as a result of these scans, that I didn't have a mental health issue. I had a brain health issue. My brain is very active in certain parts of my brain that make it very difficult for me, and it explains my hypervigilance, my PTSD, my obsessive compulsive. It explains all these things. And one of the unique things about it is that there wasn't a guess as to what was going on. Unfortunately, psychiatrists, and I'm not going to say all of them, but unfortunately, it's a field where they actually don't look at the very thing that they treat. Cardiologists look at the heart, neurologists look at the brain, but unfortunately, not all psychiatrists look at these brain scans, where they could get a very direct, individualized picture of what a patient is going through. And after this, it was almost like I was freed, because I wasn't crazy. It made complete sense what I was struggling with. And it just enlightened me that I'm not crazy. I'm okay. But what ends up happening when people struggle with PTSD and anxiety and depression, immediately the doctor just wants to put them on medication. Now, I'm not against medication. Medication is very effective in certain situations. But what ends up happening is it becomes this, a guessing game. Let's take this medication at this amount and see what happens. Well, nothing's happening, improving. Okay, let's add more to it. And then eventually you could get into side effects. And those side effects then eventually need you to take another medication just to alleviate those side effects. Well, for me, they know exactly what's going on. They know exactly what medication to prescribe to me. And that was just a huge, immense relief, because fortunately also is that there are other natural supplements that I could take instead of medication. And those natural supplements have been very effective in helping me, and have been one of the foundations of my coaching program, is to start with the health of your brain. And that's where I end up creating Strong Men Coaching.
Talking to Anthony Treyas, founder and CEO of Strong Men Coaching. Anthony, what is it that a person like me could expect from getting a coaching session at Strong Men Coaching?
Well, one of the first things, Matt, is it's very individualized. And in saying that, every person's going to be at a certain, I guess, if you will, an awareness level of their situation. Although they'll know, hey, I want to work on this or I want to work on that. And oftentimes there's other steps that need to be taken care of before you take care of that, such as if someone's interested in weight loss. And those are phenomenal. Those are great. One of the things with strongman coaching, and strong is an acronym, and I'll go over that here briefly. And so the S stands for starting with your brain. You have to start being cognizant of your brain, and everything you do, everything you eat, drink, impacts your brain. And so when you begin to realize how important your brain is in every decision you make, the quality of our life is the sum total of the decisions that we make. And that those decisions come from your brain. And if your brain's not functioning optimally, you would tend to make unhealthy decisions. And when it comes to somebody, and sticking with that weight loss example, is there's these thoughts that they have and there's these feelings that they have. And a lot of this stuff could be coming as a result of just having an unhealthy brain, unhealthy mindset. And so with Strong is we start off with the brain. And we start off with improving the brain health. And also, you got to be very specific on what it is that you want. You can't just say, I want to lose weight. You got to be specific in saying, I want to lose 10 pounds, 10 pounds of muscle or 10 pounds of body fat. I want to lose 10 pounds of body fat. And you give it a date and you really be specific on exactly what it is that you want. The other thing is you want to know why you want that. You want to know exactly why you want it, because there's going to be times where you're going to fail and you want to be, and you're going to fall and you're going to make mistakes, or not necessarily mistakes, but you're just going to deviate from your overall goal. And when you know that why, whether it's just to live a longer, healthier life or to be around for your spouse or for your children, that's going to be kind of a fuel, if you will, to help you to get to that point where not only are you improving your brain health, but also improving or getting going into the direction that you want to fulfill in that specific goal that you want to work on. The T stands for totally committed. You've got to be totally committed in what it is that you want. Just think of a relationship that you might have been in where one person you might not have been, or the other person wasn't fully committed in the relationship. You know, how did that work out? It didn't work out. You got to be totally committed into the relationship. Think of it as being on a team where a teammate's just not performing. They're not living, they're not putting in their effort fully into the team. We've all been in these situations. And so it didn't work out. And so you got to be totally committed in what it is you want. The R stands for responsibility. And this can be very tough for people, because oftentimes we want to put the responsibility onto others. The minute we put the responsibility on others, we give them the power. For example, oftentimes we find people will put their happiness into the hands of other people, meaning, well, I'm happy when they do this, or I'm happy when they give me this, or it's always what other people are doing. And so when we take responsibility for our current health and well-being, and it's not about, well, my spouse isn't supportive and she brings in all this food that doesn't help me with losing weight. You know, it's, well, you know, you got to take that responsibility of what you put into your body and creating that situation that is supportive in you. And that's what the O stands for, is optimizing your environment. If your goal is to lose weight, you've got to optimize your environment. And what that mean is not bringing in food that doesn't help you to reach that goal, or changing foods that will help, and only bringing in those things that are supportive to you, whether it's home, whether it's your office, wherever you spend the most time in, is optimizing that environment to be supportive in helping you and reach that goal. The N stands for never giving up. You will fail. You will fall. You will need to make adjustments, but it's in those, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's another thing that men struggle with, is the fear of failure. And failure is good. Failure is okay, because you end up knowing what doesn't work. Oftentimes we're afraid to try something new or do something new just because we don't know the outcome. We're afraid of the unknown, right? And those failures are okay. It's okay to fail. It's okay to look funny. It's okay to do those things, and you just not take yourself so seriously and enjoy the ride, because you're going to only improve, because you're going to find something that just isn't working. You make those adjustments along the way, and there's nothing wrong with that. And oftentimes we're afraid of failure. I wish I can go back. I'm 41 right now, and I wish I could go back to my 20s and say, and just be like, you know, in business, and I'm just going to go and fail, right? Because the more you fail, the more you learn and you adjust and you find your yourself, I guess, in a sense. And so, so there's nothing wrong with failure and to never give up and to never, and to stay focused on that overall goal. The G stands for gut check your progress. At the end of the day, you've got to be honest with yourself. If you're not losing weight, you got to go back to the beginning. How are you working to improve in your brain health? Are you specific in what it is that you want? Is your why strong enough? Is it really, 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 really what you want? And is this really what you desire? How are you taking full responsibility for it? Well, are you totally committed? And how's your environment? Is there anything you can do to change to help you not struggle in this, for this example of weight loss? Is there something you can change in your environment that can help you? And then just learning from those failures, learning from those things that didn't help you in getting there, and just being honest with yourself and realizing, hey, this isn't working. I need to do something, but still maintaining that focus. So that's what strong stands for. And that's what's the foundation of the coaching. Every person is coming from a different, there's no two people alike. But this is the foundation of my coaching that I provide for men.
That's amazing. Those are some key tips and strategies to live by. And do you find that when people adhere to your program, that they actually become more activated and are more likely to go and seek treatment that they might have otherwise not had you not been able to work with them?
Absolutely. One of the most important things to understand is there is a difference between therapy and coaching. And therapy, and there's nothing wrong to do them simultaneously, but with coaching, it's more of providing guidance and accountability. Where therapy is a little bit more is different, and can, in the sense where you're sharing deeper things and really kind of getting into deeper issues, if you will. Now, it doesn't mean that no one with, such as myself, with, you know, PTSD, anxiety, depression, doesn't mean that someone can't utilize a coach. But it's really important for someone to realize the difference between coaching and therapy. Coaching can help with and simultaneously with someone who's going through therapy, but coaching is more for someone who is really working towards a specific goal and being able to. One of the things that's so important, especially with men, is this power on accountability. There's so much power in accountability. And the reason is because we want to be men of our words, right? We want to take action. And oftentimes, the unfortunate thing is I think for other men, and research has shown that men prefer to speak with other men. And don't get me wrong, men often can speak with women and do get results with speaking with women as far as coaching goes or therapy goes. But the research shows that men feel more comfortable when they're speaking with another man. And when you respect and value what someone says and you give them your word, you're gonna live up to that. You're gonna perform as though you didn't have that set in place. And I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody I've worked with somebody who has a real struggle with soda, a sugar addiction, and this person has drank it all his life and drank several a day and every day for years. And this person has tried to consume less. But since working with him, he's come to discover that sugar is an addiction and that it is impacting his brain and that it is impacting his health and that it is impacting him as he's gotten older and he's developing, you know, more belly fat. And these are his words. And he doesn't feel good. And in keeping him accountable, he has decreased his consumption immensely, is feeling better about himself. He's walking more and further distances, and now he's also understanding how this is impacting his family's life and their weight issues. But it all started with this accountability. Without this accountability, he would still continue to do what he's been doing for a very long time. But because of the accountability, it's powerful. And this is really kind of the secret to success. To quick success. Can somebody do it on their own? Sure. I think that's the long route. The short route, whether you're an employee, a business owner, and just a man who wants to improve his life. The short route is to have that coach and that accountability. The long route is to read self-help books and try to do it on your own.
We're talking to Anthony Trais, founder and CEO of Strong Men Coaching. Anthony, thank you so much for sharing a success story. I think those are so important. Myself, I know that there's areas that I could work on, and this has motivated and inspired me to maybe take a harder look at some things that I could do better. As we're coming to a close here, do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share with the audience?
Yes, man. One of the things that I would want to share with all the men listening and for all those who have a loved one who's a man is, no matter what it is that you're going through or whatever you're thinking, you know, there's nothing wrong with going out and getting help. I strongly encourage you to go out and do that. And there's nothing wrong with it at all. Ultimately, deep inside, a lot of it could be coming from you that you just want to be your best. You want to be your best. And there's just some struggles that you're going through. And there's nothing wrong with that. And for myself, who is gone through some really unique experiences, and we're all different. And one of the things is that we're resilient. And when you have that support and you have that accountability, you can do amazing things with your life. So no matter what it is that you may be dealing with, one of the things I want to strongly encourage you, there's nothing wrong with getting the help or getting support and whatever it is that you want to get help in. And so that is one of the things that I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to. Biggest thing too is that there is a lack of men's health. And the more we could get it out there, the more men can be aware that there are other areas of health than just going to the gym and getting working on your strength training. There's so much more to it than that. And because of this lack of men's health, I have put together a health summit geared towards men called New Man Health Summit. And it's going to start on February 26th. And it's going to be all about covering all the topics that I know many of my examples here today have been about weight loss and decreasing sugar consumption. But really, there are so many areas that I've worked with, men who have anxiety, men who have just want to be a better man according to their standards. And so the New Man Health Summit is going to cover a broad range of men's health topics, real men health issues. And that's going to be held starting February 26th, and we'll go to March 7th. And the website is newmanhealthsummit.com. So that's newmanhealthsummit.com. And I encourage you to attend whatever topic that you are most interested in, and let this be an opportunity for you to get whatever information that may help you to get to that next step for you to become the best man that you can be. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm really excited about getting more information, more health, men's health information out there to help more men. And so thank you for this opportunity. And once again, it's newmanhealthsummit.com.
Thank you for all the work that you do to raise awareness for men's health. If people were interested in learning more about you or your coaching, in addition to the summit, where can they find you online?
They can contact me personally at strongmencoaching.com. So that's strongmencoaching.com. And they could reach me there. It'd be an honor. And I'm very excited to be working with men and helping them become the best man that they can possibly be.
Well, and we were honored to have you today. Thank you, Anthony. We really appreciate you and all the work you do to raise awareness for men's health issues. All of the links that Anthony mentioned are in the podcast notes. You can go ahead and click them to learn more about Anthony and his coaching service in the summit. Thank you, Anthony, again. We really appreciate having you on the show. We learned a ton today and are motivated and inspired.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's been an honor, and I appreciate the opportunity.
He's Anthony Trais, founder and CEO of Strong Men Coaching. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.